In Afghanistan, the death toll from last weekend's devastating attack on a wedding reception in Kabul has risen to 80. We get a report from AP correspondent Zaria Shackley.
The new toll is confirmed as the U.S. envoy negotiating with the Taliban for an end to nearly 18 years of fighting in Afghanistan returns to Qatar to resume the talks. The top Taliban demand is for the estimated 20,000 U.S. and allied forces to leave, a prospect that has created widespread concern that another civil war in Afghanistan could follow as various armed parties jostle for power.
That was AP's Zaria Shackley. The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are concluded. So is the stage set for the resumption of long-delayed working-level nuclear talks with Pyongyang? VOA correspondent William Gallo reports from Seoul.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un may have promised to resume talks when the U.S.-South Korean military drills ended. They did end Tuesday. A day later, Steve Biegun, the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, confirmed during a visit to Seoul he hadn't heard from the North.
Regarding the restart of those negotiations, we are prepared to engage as soon as we hear from our counterparts in North Korea.
Instead, North Korean state media blasted the U.S. for holding the drills at all and hinted the North could soon return to larger provocations. The latest U.S.-South Korean exercises were computer-based, meaning there were no bombs dropped on dummy targets or overt displays of military strength. But North Korea has continued to complain about the scaled-back drills, saying it sees them as preparation to invade. William Gallo, VOA News, Seoul.
Sudan's pro-democracy movement and the army have formed a joint ruling body, formally disbanding the military council that took power after the ouster of longtime Sudanese leader Omar al-Bashir in April. The new 11-member sovereign council is due to rule Sudan for a little over 3 years until elections are held. From Washington, this is VOA News. Here in Washington, President Trump is facing an uproar from critics who say he is again trading in anti-Semitic stereotypes. AP correspondent Sagar Meghani has a report from the White House.
The president's renewed his feud with two Muslim lawmakers who strongly criticized Israel, painting Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib as the face of the Democratic Party.
Any Jewish people that vote for a Democrat, I think it shows either a total lack of knowledge or great disloyalty.
Jewish American groups blistered him in response, saying he's weaponizing anti-Semitism and that the accusations are among the most dangerous Jews have faced in years. The Republican Jewish Coalition, though, says the president was talking about people being disloyal to themselves rather than Israel. Recent polling shows a majority of Jews identify as Democrats. Sagar Meghani at the White House.
President Trump has canceled a scheduled meeting with the Prime Minister of Denmark, Mette Frederiksen, because she will not discuss a sale of Greenland to the United States. Mr. Trump was scheduled to be in Denmark in 2 weeks, but he said based on the Prime Minister's comments, the trip was off. She said she was disappointed by Mr. Trump's decision. Protesters in Hong Kong carried a message to commuters today, the one-month anniversary of a subway station attack by suspected gang members. Here is VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan in Hong Kong.
An unprovoked attack that left at least 45 injured, captured in a Facebook live stream. White-shirted men, thought to be triad gang members sympathetic to Beijing, attacked activists, travelers, and journalists. Protesters urged commuters, don't forget.
So a month ago in Yunnan Station, a group of triads of over 100 rushed into the station, attacking passengers and staff. And I think this shouldn't happen in a society like Hong Kong.
Hong Kong's busy subway system has returned to normal, but 1 month after the attack, police have filed no charges.
That was VOA correspondent Mike O'Sullivan in Hong Kong. More than 80 migrants are back on dry land, Italy's Lampedusa Island, having spent nearly 3 weeks at sea after Italy seized their Spanish charity rescue ship. The Open Arms had been anchored in the Mediterranean, within sight of the island, while Italy's hardline Interior Minister Matteo Salvini refused to let the ship dock. Spain is sending a Navy ship to carry the migrants to Spanish territory. A second refugee vessel in the Mediterranean, the Ocean Viking, is also at sea with more than 300, mainly Sudanese migrants, looking for a safe port of entry. To stay up to date on all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.